Bold colours, dynamic prints and free-flowing feathers shimmer on stage as Aboriginal and Islander models strut their stuff on the runway. The first ever Australian Indigenous Fashion Week kicked off on Friday at Sydney's Town Hall, but it wasn't all about the modelling. Designers from all over the country flocked to Sydney to showcase unique talents, speak in a candid open forum and show off their creations at an all-day trade show. James Bessenvale crept backstage for this special report.
Meet Sean Edwards.
I've been an artist for many years, well known for my lino print and my pastels on paper.
Edwards is the designer and owner of Wild Barra, a unique men's fashion line featured in the first ever Australian Indigenous Fashion Week.
The label's not just about me, it's about our journey as Indigenous people from Cape York to overcome disadvantage.
Through the establishment of an exclusive beard oil, Edwards hopes to bring opportunities to his local community, the Kookaburra people of Cape York. He believes the exposure from Indigenous Fashion Week will skyrocket his dream.
I'm hoping to be able to create an economic development program where family members harvest wild herbs from the bush in Cape York and we process them and create laboratories in Cape York.
The inaugural Indigenous Fashion Week kicked off in Sydney's Town Hall on Friday. Samantha Harris, ambassador for the event and established model in the industry, believes the event will have lasting positive effects on the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community.
I think it'll open so many doors, you know, for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, you know, kids, you know, teenagers, you know, people my age, you know, you don't have to be a designer. I think it'll just give them, you know, the motivation, the encouragement, that, you know, anything is possible.
The idea for the first ever Indigenous Fashion Week came about 2 years ago from the creator, Crystal Perkins.
So 2 years ago, I was inspired by a story that I read from Samantha Harris, where she, being a young Aboriginal girl in a sea of faces at school, felt like she was one, a very unique person. Now she is still very unique in the light of her being Australia's only supermodel, Aboriginal supermodel. So I was reading her story and I was very inspired by the fact that what she's doing doesn't have a national platform to promote it, and I started researching into Australian art and fashion.
To motivate more Aboriginal models into the industry, Perkins devised an Indigenous model search. Harris explains.
There was hundreds of entries for the model search. Girls and boys all over the country sent photos in. They narrowed it down to 8 boys, 8 girls, and they came to Sydney. I think I met them last week. They did a model workshop, things like that, and they're, you know, lucky enough to be a part of the show, which I think is really exciting. And yeah, I think they're all really excited to be here and very happy.
Edwards hopes to inspire the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community to get involved with events such as these.
I think it's important that we have Indigenous people being seen on the catwalk, Indigenous people being seen behind the scenes, Indigenous people and designers being unearthed through, also through Sydney Fashion Week, which is, you know, just about to end tomorrow, hoping that this is a start of something big and that next year it's even bigger and that there are a whole new group of designers that have come through the program and also able to, you know, exhibit their wares and their collection.
The long-term effects of Indigenous Fashion Week are unpredictable, but Perkins is positive the seed has been planted at the right time. It's just a matter of waiting for it to grow.
The objective really was to promote Indigenous economic advancement and sustainability within communities, and the only way we are going to be sustainable is if we have economic independence, and really is so the world's oldest civilization. We've always adapted and evolved, but I think that the objective now is to be creative and continue that culture, but do it in a way that is with best practice and also has good standards, so ethical standards when dealing with industry and also industry dealing with Aboriginal communities, not to take art and misuse it or misrepresent it, to make sure that there's creative collaborations out of this, you know, that the industry, other designers and Aboriginal artists and community centres can collaborate and make beautiful product that is Australian made, and that's what we have to realise, that there's a neighbourhood and a wealth in our neighbourhood in Australia of incredible product and artistry that's sitting there that is so untapped, it's not funny.
Crystal Perkins, founder and director of the Australian Indigenous Fashion Week, ending that report by James Bessenvale.